Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
But that didn't get you saved. And many times that's confusing to people because they hear your testimony, they hear all the new things you do that you don't used to do. So they figure if they stop doing some things and change, they'll be saved too. Not necessarily. The way you get saved is about the way salvation is appropriated is the way God says. With the heart, man believeth. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. With the heart, man believeth. With the mouth, confession is made unto appropriation, unto salvation, unto manifestation. What you talking about, Pastor Thomas? You just take you some good notes. See, you when you became saved, salvation then was manifest in your life now. Salvation was a spiritual fact. It already existed, but not for you. It was real, but not for you. People had it, but you didn't. Until you believe with your heart, confess with your mouth, that God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah, that he lived a perfect life. So now I'm just using the subject of salvation. But see, it's the same with healing. It's the same with healing. So when you look at divine healing, there's this aspect of understanding what Jesus did in the atonement that made healing available. See, healing is not something you get. Healing is something you appropriate. Because God already made healing available. Healing is a spiritual fact. So when you appropriate it, and when you appropriate it, you may say, well, I still feel some pain. No, keep saying what you're saying. Say what the word says. And so here in these meetings, these crusades, this is what happens. Sometimes people do a crusade, they'll take a week. See, if you've been in doubt and unbelief and sickness for 10 years, you may need to be there every night for about a week just to drive the doubt out and get the anointing, receive the word of God and believe the word of God to appropriate salvation. You're just getting something that belongs to you. Or you'll get it because it's the will of God for you to be healed. In other words, the person ministering healing, amen, can that person's faith will heal you. It's God's faith, but being saved, come on now listen, being saved is not the prerequisite for God to heal you. Amen. Faith in God is. Because see, in the Old Testament, nobody was saved. Nobody was saved, but they got healed. They were receiving healing. Now, when you look at, I don't want to go further than this, but when you look at how every year they went into the holiest of holies and they had the blessings, are you with me? They weren't born again. All right, but so let's go further. Say this with me. Say the power of the product, the importance of the process, and the action of the person. Now, see, this simplifies it. See, you may say, well, hey, I got the word, I know it. But what about the process? What about the process? Are you believing in your heart, confessing with your mouth? And are you acting? Do you have corresponding action to what you're believing? Are you with me? Okay. Now, so verse 24 says, therefore I say unto you, the what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, the word saith is in verse 23, three times. And then in verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. underline when you pray. Now, it seems like as many times we covered this subject, we've said about everything you can say about it. No, but underline when you pray. Do you remember, and I know many of you in this ministry and those, you know, who we've had a chance to meet over the years, one of the things we had to deal with people, we had this class on prayer. It was part of the foundational class because people, they prayed in unbelief. They didn't know, in other words, without knowing the word, you have to say to God what he wants you to say to him. And so with prayer, and I say, all religions pray. All religions pray. But we had to say, you must pray to God, of course, in the name of Jesus. Some of you remember when you first heard prayer in the name of Jesus. And God said, bring me in remembrance of my word. When you want healing, remind God of his word on healing. Father, you said in your word. Okay? Not God, if you're in the neighborhood, come by here. No, that's not. He didn't put in there that if I'm in the neighborhood, I'm gonna come by your house. No, he didn't say that. So people will pray in unbelief. And so right here, because it's so connected to the process, till you can't get the verse 23 part of the process right and go haywire on verse 24. Therefore, I said to you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. So what had to happen, you got to come out of the gonna stage and you must pray, amen, in the half done stage. You must talk to God like he's done what you ask him for. If it's written in your Bible, it's already done. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. If it's in your Bible, it's already left God's mouth. If you can read it, God's already spoken it. This is the word of God. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It will not return unto me void, but it will function in power to do what it says and then come back to me. It's going to come back with results. So when you pray, you believe you receive the completed work that word says. Now you say, well, don't look like nothing changed around here. Look like the same. No, don't look at that. You got to look at the word now. The word is complete, and the word is a living thing. Now, here again, you say, well, wow, that's how will you remember all that? You'll remember it. There's a lot at stake. This becomes your life. This right here becomes your life. A new creature in Christ Jesus, this is your life right here. And so the things you chasing, you can speak them into existence instead of trying to run them down. But anyway, let's go further. So in any case, the power of the product. Now, that's when you look at, which is Hebrews, what is it, 4:12? For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. This is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The word is all that. The product is all of that. That's the power. That's why the enemy in Mark 4 and 17, and you can write, I'll give the scriptures, I'm right on where that is. Satan come for the word. He come to take away the word that was sown in your heart. And afterward, when affliction and persecution arise for the word's sake, they offend it. He will attack you because of the word that you have that's not even your word, it's God's word. Because of his power and his potential in your life. See, the word in your life, it has potential. I believe that, I would say that all of us, we have a word level that the potential we're walking in may be a small percentage of the potential of what that word is able to produce. If we magnify the process in our life. You know, it'll take some people a long time to undo the stupid stuff we say. I don't mean no harm. But some of the things we've been trained to say, we've been trained to self-sabotage. People will sabotage their own life and yours too if you listen to them. Oh yeah. And they start, but the devil knows what he's doing. I'm not saying people intend to do that. It's just that if they're gonna speak dysfunction on their own life, and they talk to you a lot, you're gonna get it too. Yeah. Can't nobody do that. Can't nobody do that. Well, see, that's doubt and unbelief. Doubters hang together. Unbelievers hang together. People, anyway. So, let's go further. All right, I don't want to do Philippians on this one here. But make a note of this. I want to pick where we want to go. Go to Philippians 4. I'll go to Philippians 4. Amen. And I want to say this because I skipped Romans. Love Romans. But these epistles, I remember I was in Bible school. I said, man, we're always over here in the New Testament in the epistles. Okay, remember I said the Bible stories and the Bible principles. So some people, they like the Bible stories, which is good. It's all in the Bible. But you want to see the principles operating in the New Testament. When you look at the New Testament, because these are now born-again people learning to operate in the Word of God. Are you following me? Jesus has come to the earth. He died, been raised from the dead. Okay? And so in these principles, you learn these principles to where you can operate the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God, principle driven in the New Testament. Now, and there are certain equipment that's there. Let me turn away from them. My Bible fell on Romans. I wanted to read Romans. Okay, Philippians. Go to Philippians chapter 4. Now, the power of the product, the importance of the process. Now, you must know the process, the importance of the process. Once you, like I would say, many of you have the Word of God in a lot of subjects. And there are certain subjects. How many of you, there are certain subjects in the Bible you still study in them and you want to know more about them and you know, you kind of research them? And can I get a witness? Okay, the rest of you, get on board. Pick a subject you like and just do research on it. And what you have in the Bible commentaries, it'll reveal, like, you know, certain books in the Bible, what the themes in those books. And then you can go to certain subjects, like friendship, walking in love, or divine healing, divine help, prosperity, prophecy, and those areas. You develop your knowledge in these because you're talking about God's Word. Okay, so the action of the person. In Philippians 4, it says, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, to stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Eudocius and beseech Cynthia that they be of the same mind in the Lord. Now, you'll hear this come up, being of the same mind. All right. Now, also, I wanted to share a part of this with you, that with the Word of God, you can see we're on this subject of the Word of God with these areas. What happens is, the way most of us, we're oriented to the Word plus something else. Now, I find myself, even in certain areas I'm believing God for, that, okay, God, I'm believing you for this. And if this happens right here, then I know everything is right on track. That's called the Word plus something else. Now, I'm naming it the Word. Say that with me. Say the Word plus something else. Now, that's not biblical, but that's reality. Now, so what had to happen? You want to grow to where you don't need something else. Are you following me? Where you don't need something else. The Word by itself. I don't know if y'all used to, how many of you grew up where there was, you grew up with the term dry loam soap? You know dry loam soul, you Southern. It's a colloquial word, statement that means all by itself. Can I get a witness? Amen. That's when you have your cereal with no sugar, your oatmeal with no milk. You're just going to eat it dry, long, soak. That's what that means. I'm just going to eat this dry, long, soak. Yep. Just like it is. We out of milk. And we out of sugar. No milk and no sugar for oatmeal? Right. Dry, long, soak. That's where you got to get used to having your word. Dry, long, soak. The sugar in it. The milk in it. The power is in it. It's already in it. You just need it in you. That word in you, that word you have, it's more than enough. But here's my point. Is the title was the need for something more than the word for support. See, you'll have the word and think you don't have enough because you want some evidence. You want something other than the word. You want the word to be validated by something other than the word. That's a normal thing. But what I'm saying is bring this in check and begin to praise God for the answer with just the word. That's what Abraham did. Abraham could not confirm what God told him. See, so God wanted him to believe, God wants you to believe him for the very word's sake. He said, I give you my word. That's enough. I'm God. That's all you need. So you begin to believe and confess the word based on the fact all you have is the word. And so you have the word. Now the process, you got to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the word. Amen. And then act on the word without any corresponding evidence. Yeah. See, in other words, anything else, if you need it confirmed, see, God will confirm his word with signs following. God will confirm his own word. But you'll have the word and want something other than the word, amen, hallelujah, to believe the word. But do your believing with the word for God's sake. This comes with, okay, how do you do this, Pastor? You believe the word of God based on who he is, his integrity. That he reveals, God reveals things about himself. He's never failed. He's never wrong. He's never missed it. So you're able to believe the word based on the integrity of whose word it is. And when you're at that point of belief, then you'll see the confirmation of it. Then God himself will confirm his word with you. But if you've got to have something apart from God to prove it, then you're not believing the word. I don't know, it sounds good. No, that's not believing the word. So the way you do it, say I'm a believer. Saints, if you're a believer, you got to get good at believing. If that's your occupation, your claim to fame is that you're a believer and not a doubter. So you must become good at being a believer because that's what the enemy is going to attack. He's going to attack your willingness and ability to believe. You get the word of God, the devil looks at you to see if you believe it. If you believe it, it'll come out of your mouth. Then he's going to show up to see what you're going to do with what you have if you know what you have. You have it. Tell your neighbor, say, I have the word. Amen. Well, you need to start speaking it. You don't need anybody in the kitchen with you. Just start saying what the word says. Amen. Because you believe in the power of the product. And so you must know the importance of the process. The process with the heart, man, believes with the mouth. Confession is made unto salvation. That means you've got to say something. You too quiet. God hears you. I say God hears you. And you hear you. Now, okay, quickly. Am I helping anybody? He said, well, hey, all of this, well, that's okay. It all come together. Just take a good note on it. And then it says, verse 4, this is Philippians 4:3, and I entreat thee also, a true yoke fellow, help those women which labor with me in the gospel and with Clement also and with my other fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Verse 5, the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Read verse 6 with me. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Come on, somebody. Well, Jesus said, believe that you receive when you pray, when you stand praying, forgive. Say, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passes what? All understanding shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, now here's where we're going. Now, you go circle around this here. Now, and we'll be through. The power of the product, the importance of the process, and the action of the person. Is that enough? Is that enough? That's all it takes. Because remember, the process and the action of the person are all connected to the power of the Word of God. You're dealing with God now. Once you go from that first, the power of the product, and it's coming out of your mouth, well, you have engaged God. You have engaged God. In other words, that's how you receive salvation. You already saved. You have engaged God, the true and living God. Okay, so what had to happen? You're going to finish the process. So the process, amen, with the heart man believeth, the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Say it again. With the heart man believeth, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's how you got saved. You know, when you first confessed salvation, it probably didn't even seem real. But saints, listen, you were dealing with spiritual law. Saints, as believers, we must know the value of spiritual law. That means spiritual law, it's of God. This is of God. When you say it, you trigger something in the spirit realm that has to manifest in the natural. Why? Because you down here in the natural. If it come out of your mouth, it's going to come in your life. That's a spiritual law. So God has made his word available down here. So you get it down here, believe it down here, confess it down here, amen. God confirm it down here, and it manifests down here as you act upon that word that's coming out of your mouth. Say, sooner or later, you're going to do what you're saying, good or bad. This is spiritual law. If you're saying something, it's going to come into your life. If you don't want to come into your life, stop saying it. If you don't want to say it, stop thinking about it. And if you can't stop thinking about something, somebody else controlling your mind. You need to get it back. Like them people bum rushing the Capitol. What was y'all thinking? Oh, it's going to all play out what they were thinking. Could you kind of tell me what was on your mind? Well, yeah, we know what you were thinking, and we know where you got it from. It's going to be in the courtroom with you. You're going to have to explain it to somebody. My God, my God. And you know, it's a bunch of crazy stuff that happened in life before, but you know, you don't want bad things to happen to people. You don't want that. So, on the good side, am I helping somebody? You see where the Word of God, the power of the Word of God. No Word of God is void of power. The Word of God on healing has the power to heal. The Word of God on peace has the power to produce peace. But you've got to believe with your heart and say it with your mouth. Okay, and so here's where I was going. Let's wrap this up. I said let's wrap it up before and went another whole 30 minutes before. Yeah, what's with that, Pastor? Ain't nothing with that. I work for somebody. I had to do what they tell me to do. I said, if I say wrap it up, they said, I didn't say wrap it up. I'm not going to tell y'all that part. He said he didn't say wrap it up. That was me saying wrap it up. I was saying wrap it up. It'll help you to just kind of hold on a little bit. Amen. You're the one need the blessing real bad. So hold on. Hold on. Hold up. Hold on. I'm just kidding, amen, but this is true. So, I don't want to take 30 minutes on this, whatever part I'm going to do. Six. Where am I at? Philippians where? 4:3. 4:8. 8. All right. 4:8. All right. I just want to see if y'all were paying attention. Amen. God is good, isn't it? Amen. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these. Underline, think on these. Think on these. Those categories. If it doesn't line up with that, don't meditate on it much. Yeah, don't think on it. And so here in Philippians, these are called general exhortations. But when you meditate on the word, you think on the word, it's more than just the thinking part. It's the acting, the process. Romans 10:9-10. That's how you got saved. Let me see your hand if you're saved. Everybody here, you're born again. You're already Christian. Amen. You know Jesus. That's how you got saved. Romans 10:9-10. That's the process. The process was Romans 10:9-10, but the word was the birth, life, death, the word, the birth, life, death, burial, resurrection, ascension of Jesus. That's the word that you put in the process. And you acted on it. That's how you got saved. You got to believe that Jesus is God's son. You got to believe that he lived a life with no sin. You have to believe that he died on the cross and was buried and raised from the dead on the third day. You can't believe he died on the cross and he didn't raise from the dead. He's still dead. No, you can't believe that. You got to believe that God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. But anyway, we'll be in Easter talking about that. So there's a need, and I believe in it. I mentioned that point about needing to add something else, to the Word of God. Now, as your growth in the Word and value of the Word increases, you'll go to where you don't need a lot of, you won't have this dependence on something else to add to the Word. Are you with me? You'll believe the Word of God, and God will confirm it for you. He'll say, look at this right here. He'll confirm it. But it starts with you meditating on the word and believing the word of God. Believing the word of God. Oh, no, see how no virgin can have no baby. Of course you couldn't. Take a miracle. And God revealed it in his word. He showed it to you how it happened. Come on, somebody. That's for your believers. Oh, God would have left that out. God put things in there for us. Can you say amen?
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening. And join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.